Hi and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. This is episode number 14, would you believe? And we're sitting in the Sight and Sound Dublin office as we record this. I say we because I am joined by Abby Healy, who is a transition year student on work placement with Sight and Sound this week. So Abby and I are producing this episode of the podcast. Abby, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. You're in school in Rosmini.
I am. I'm in Rosmini Community School and I'm in transition year, as you just said, and I'm 17 years of age.
In terms of maybe technology, what sort of kit are you using these days?
I'm using the Polaris, the Brailsense Polaris, and I'm also very knowledgeable about JAWS, the screen reader. I use a laptop quite regularly too, so.
Excellent.
JAWS is my main screen reader.
All right, well, this podcast, of course, is to introduce Abby, but we're also talking, aren't we, to Mike Adams?
We were, yeah.
Yeah, so Mike is CEO of Purple, and they've been doing something called Purple Tuesday. I hadn't heard about this, Abby, until a couple of weeks ago.
Neither have I, just until very recently.
Yeah, so Purple Tuesday is all about ensuring a better standard of customer service for people with disabilities, and Mike will be talking to us about the Purple Pound. Abby and I had a chance to chat to him on the phone a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah.
So let's have a listen to what he said. So we're joined by Mike Adams on the phone, and Mike is CEO of Purple, and we're going to talk all about Purple Tuesday. Mike, thanks for taking our call and coming on the podcast.
Delighted to.
Just before we go into Purple Tuesday, and by the way, it's not something that I was very familiar with because we don't have this initiative here in Ireland. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what's brought you to the point of creating this brand.
So I'm Mike Adams and I'm chief exec of an organisation called Purple. And Purple is a disability organisation that wants the world to see disability as an opportunity. I think traditionally disability has been seen as a welfare issue. Disabled people are people who society should support. And what we want to do is move that dial and get businesses, get organisations to see disability as an opportunity, both in terms of disabled people as customers. And we talk about the Purple Pound in the UK, about the £249 billion a year consumer spending power of disabled people and their families, but also see disabled people as a talent pipeline for working in those organisations. And Purple Tuesday is an initiative that is an international call to action this year to promote awareness of the Purple Pound and really to support organisations to improve their customer experience as a way of accessing that Purple Pound.
It very much reminds me of conversations I've had with people where we talk about, and I'm thinking of major technology companies who have built options into their software to allow them be used by all aspects of society, I suppose, and seeing that people with disabilities have spending power.
Absolutely. And this is not about charity. This is about how do we best address inequality for disabled people in our society. And the best way and the quickest way of doing that is to get society to see the potential of disabled people and for their organisation. And it is no coincidence at all that those organisations who build accessibility in from the outset have a much greater and larger market for which these kind of issues don't arise, because quite frankly, this is their raison d'etre. This is what they already do.
Do you think that, I suppose, society, or maybe society's awareness and society's response to people with disabilities in the workplace and as consumers, are we getting better at that?
Yes, is the short answer. I think what you will find and what we know is that when we talk to businesses and when I talk to businesses and I talk about disability, what immediately comes to mind is wheelchair users and people who have visual or hearing impairments. And then I say, you do know, even though the international sign is the wheelchair, wheelchair users only make up 5% of the disabled population. And did you know that 80% of disabled people have hidden disabilities, hidden impairments? So 4 out of 5 disabled people would walk into your shop, walk into your restaurant, walk into your hotel and have additional needs that need to be met, but you wouldn't necessarily and straightforwardly know that, whereas I have a physical disability. If I walk into a shop at all, or I walk into a hotel, you would immediately know.
Sure. And I think we've all had the experiences, well, I know I certainly had many of them, where you're in a shop or you're in a restaurant or something's happening, and either that you're being spoken to in a rather patronizing way, or maybe somebody is speaking to the person who's with you, and you just feel maybe, you know, you're not being taken very seriously as a paying customer.
Absolutely. So if I just talk a little bit about the genesis of Purple Tuesday, I think it was almost 2 years to the day where my partner and I went Christmas shopping. And by the way, just to say, I don't like Christmas shopping, but it is something that has to be done. Mm-hmm. And so I quite like doing it all on one day. And going to shopping centres means and requires me to go into my wheelchair, And on that day, we went into 28 shops. And in 23 of the 28 shops, we either were not spoken to by frontline staff and avoided, or if they did speak to us, they would only talk to my partner and not me. And we kind of worked out that that wasn't necessarily prejudice about disabled people, but it was this fear of saying the right thing, doing the right thing, language and etiquette, and the fear of unintentionally offending me that made these individuals swerve the conversation altogether. And quite frankly, if you're going to swerve the conversation in terms of customers, and you apply that to hiring managers for employment, then you are not going to employ disabled people and you're not going to get people to spend their money with you. And so Purple Tuesday was really about saying to businesses, you know, we coined the phrase, hello, can I help you? Which really was that first conversation and to demystify some of the issues around disability to open up the disabled market to these businesses.
So what's the feedback been? What are people saying about Purple Tuesday? Because it strikes me you're doing something that is crucial in terms of just saying to people, it's okay to use this language, or you can speak to me. And because, of course, we all know very few people purposely go out of their way to, you know, to not provide a service to somebody with a disability because they don't want to.
Yeah, absolutely. And so Purple Tuesday involved 2,500 organisations this year across all sectors and of all sizes. So Purple Tuesday and disability is not just for the big corporates who can, but actually for the small SMEs who can really provide a good quality customer experience. And it's worth saying, in terms of all the demographics, disabled people as a group are the most loyal. So if you get it right for disabled people, they will stay with you forever. And so we had 2,500 organisations involved this year. We got them to make 3,500 commitments to improve their customer experience for disabled people. And that ranged from formalising quiet hours for people with Asperger's and autism, looking at the signage, and not all disabilities are visible. A lot of organisations got their frontline staff to learn hello and goodbye in British Sign Language. A number of organisations agreed and committed to training of their staff. We looked at signage and wayfaring, all sorts of commitments that organisations hadn't previously made that would add to the customer experience. But the one absolute key point is that those commitments had to be activities that could be delivered 365 days a year. And I was very conscious that we didn't want Purple Tuesday to be tokenistic. This is the day for disabled people. This is the day for disabled customers. So there were a number of commitments that were put forward, such as we will have more additional disabled parking, that we said absolutely no, because the following day it would go back. So you couldn't make commitments that wouldn't be able to be delivered 365 days a year.
What are people saying to you now that Purple Tuesday is up and running? And you know, you're obviously, this is something that's going from strength to strength, both maybe from the business perspective and the end user. Like, are people noticing, from an end user perspective, firstly, maybe, are people noticing a better experience as they traverse across the nation's stores?
I will ask that question in 6 months when these commitments have been delivered, because ultimately it is the experience of disabled people on the ground, whether it's in shops, banking, insurance, whether it has made the difference. I can tell you from feedback of staff in organisations that have taken part, their confidence has gone up. And don't forget the statistic that says that 50% of people either have someone in their family or close network who has a disability. So for staff in organisations, there's a real resonance about, would you want your disabled relative or close family friend to come into an organisation where you work and have a different experience because they had a disability? And the answer, of course, is no. So I think, in the nicest sense, this works for businesses. One, in terms of the bottom line, because you can access a new market. And interestingly, only 10% of businesses have any kind of strategy to reach in to the disabled market. And two, it works really well with organisations about engaging their staff and making a really bold statement about the type of organisation that their staff work for.
Finally, Mike, what can people with disabilities do to not only keep this conversation going, but to make sure it gets engaged and, I suppose, talked up more locally where they live?
I think what's really important is disabled people get on board and see the initiative as something that is about 365 days a year. What we know, we absolutely know, is in terms of solutions, disabled people best know the solutions in terms of accessibility. So, for example, if you're blind and use a screen reader, you will best know how to advise organisations on how to make their website more accessible for you. And so, in some ways, what we're looking is for there to be a different dynamic, a different relationship, whereby disabled people are giving retailers, giving insurance companies, giving banking organisations, hoteliers, etc., the knowledge around how to make things more accessible on the basis that they then go and implement these changes so disabled people can do all these things and have an enhanced customer experience for themselves and the next generation.
Sure, and I suppose as well that they're going to then go and tell their friends, I've had a great experience here, make sure to spend your money there.
Like everyone, you go somewhere, you have a good experience. In this day and age, you'll probably go on social media and tell people about it, and people will make decisions about, well, that's the type of organisation that I want to spend my money. Conversely, and increasingly, if you go somewhere and have a poor experience, that will equally get publicised very quickly. And so it's really important that organisations see disabled people as customers in their own right and would do what they would do for every customer.
Mike, it's a great initiative, something that I've been really interested to sort of read up and learn a little bit about. Hopefully we might try to see something like this here in Ireland. But may I thank you for taking the time to chat to us on the podcast today. Wish you all the very best of luck, and I'll certainly be keeping a very close eye on Purple Tuesday into the future. But for the moment, Mike Adams, thanks a million for talking to us.
Thank you.
Well, thanks very much to Mike Adams. Did you enjoy that?
That was good. It's a very good initiative.
It's a great initiative, isn't it? He's really good. And I think it's really interesting, as he said, maybe in 6 months' time to sort of look at what's happened. I also thought it was really good that he said that it's not just a one day thing. And someone saying, you know, we'll make more car parking spaces available for one day.
That's it. There's no point in having an initiative that's only going to last for one day.
Absolutely.
It needs to be long term.
Yeah, it's not enough. Yeah. Okay, Abby, thank you very much. Thanks to everyone for listening and downloading our podcast. We'll be back again soon. Until then, from Abby and Stuart, it's goodbye.
Bye.